Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding Michael Perez. He is 15 years of age and was last seen in Wauchula at the Christmas parade. If you know of any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Once again, 863-773-4144. Your local events, Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walkthrough interactive Christmas festival coming to the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena from December 9th to the 11th this weekend. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of their amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food are available at 5 p.m. and the village opens at 6 p.m. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests and masks are not required but are encouraged. For more details, visit www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a recreational therapy assistant. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and previous experience with TBI, behavioral, mental health, physical and or developmental disabilities. A bachelor's degree and background in recreational services is preferred. AutoZone is looking for an auto parts delivery driver. You must be at least 18 years of age with a valid driver's license and flexible schedule. And Oldcastle APG is still looking for machine operators. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and at least 3 years of related experience and a working knowledge of safety principles. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicle, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 75 degrees out, feels like 81. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny. Shade temperature, 74 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northwest at 5 miles per hour with gust up to 5 miles per hour. Your humidity, slightly humid, 62%. Air quality is fair. The dew point, 62 degrees. Cloud cover, 26%. 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, widespread fog early in the morning, then patchy fog late in the morning, highs in the lower 80s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows around 60, light and variable winds. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west in the afternoon, and Wednesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
The Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA announced updates to crop insurance in response to the needs of farmers, including organic producers, and to support conservation of natural resources on ag land. USDA's risk management agency is making permanent a new provision allowing producers to hay, graze, or chop cover crops and still receive a full prevented planting payment. RMA is also increasing flexibility related to the preventing planting 1-in-4 requirement and aligning crop insurance definitions with USDA's National Organic Program. The USDA is accepting applications for up to $1.15 billion in loans and grants to help rural residents get access to high-speed internet. The announcement comes after the recently approved bipartisan infrastructure law earmarked another $2 billion in additional funding for the ReConnect program. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says high-speed internet is the new electricity. It must be reliable, affordable, and available to everyone. Agricultural lending at commercial banks continues to decline, but showed some signs of stabilizing in the third quarter. Data reported by the Kansas City Federal Reserve shows farm debt decreased at the slowest pace in 2 years. Non-real estate debt declined substantially slower than in recent quarters, and farm real estate loans increased slightly for the first time since mid-2019. Performance on agricultural loans also continued to improve, leading to a 5-year low in delinquency rates.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it is making huge investments in rural infrastructure programs and climate-smart adaptability. Secretary Tom Vilsack.
We're announcing $633 million being invested in 793 projects impacting all 50 states and Puerto Rico.
Vilsack told reporters the investments will go toward five key programs focused on energy efficiency, resilience, and biofuel infrastructure. $38 million will be given as grants, and another $595 million will be sent out as loans. The projects range widely in size and scope.
There's a hydroponic lettuce farm, for example, in Florida that's receiving a REAP grant of $35,000 to invest in a solar system. But there's also an $85.7 million loan for a large-scale solar photovoltaic farm in Illinois, which will provide wholesale power to 23 distributive cooperatives in Illinois, Indiana, and Missouri.
In Alabama, Headland Peanut Warehouse Co-op has received $250,000 grant, while the Murfree Seed Farm received $41,000. In Florida, Valdez Poultry received three grants totaling nearly $180,000. In Georgia, Southern Valley Fruit and Vegetable was awarded a grant of more than $230,000. More than half of the money went to projects proposed through the Rural Energy for America program, or REAP, which helps farmers and small businesses install renewable energy systems or improve their energy efficiency.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street, aided by a broad rally that includes travel-related companies that stand to benefit from more reopening of the economy. The S&P rose 1.2%, making up nearly all the ground lost that was last week. Technology companies and banks accounted for a big slice of the gains. The Dow rose 1.9%, the NASDAQ up 0.9%. The Dow up 646 points today, closing at 35,227. The NASDAQ gained 139 to 15,225. The S&P 500 was ahead 53 points to 4,591. New York oil rose $3.23 to $69.49 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with what happened Sunday in the NFL and the Kansas City Chiefs. They have sole possession of first place in the AFC West.
The Kansas City Chiefs never trailed in their 22-9 win over the Denver Broncos. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes scored on a 10-yard run to open with a TD on their first possession, but that was Kansas City's only offensive touchdown. Chiefs safety Dan Sorensen returned an interception for 75 yards in the fourth quarter to cap the Chiefs' scoring. That was one of two interceptions thrown by Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Cardinals over the Bears, 33-22. The Lions finally get a victory this season, 29-27 over Minnesota. They did it on the last play of the game. Indianapolis beat the Houston Texans 31-0. This is SRN Sports. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Chargers over the Bengals, 41-22. Miami 20, Giants 9. The Eagles stopped the Jets 33-18, while the Buccaneers went over Atlanta 30-17. Rams 37, Jacksonville 7, Washington tripped up Las Vegas 17-15. It was the Steelers over the Ravens 20-19, Seattle 30, and the 49ers 23. in the National Basketball Association yesterday. Jazz 109, Cavaliers 108, Charlotte beat Atlanta 130-127. It was Toronto over the Wizards 102-90, and Houston beat New Orleans 118-108. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number 11 Arizona beat Oregon State 90-65. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Columbus beat the Sharks 6-4. It was Tampa Bay 7 and the Flyers 1. Chicago needed a shootout to get by the Islanders 3-2. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I don't usually brag about going to expensive places and spending my money, but I just left the gas station. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.